I'm Charles Murphy reporting Cluason as a new police chief.
I, Wilmer Tico Sagato,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
I will support and protect.
I will support and protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of Florida.
The Constitution of Florida.
And the Charter of the City of Cluason.
And the Charter of the City of Cluason.
That's Tico Salgado. He took the oath of office from the city clerk before the city commission this week. He replaces Tom Lewis, who resigned in September. Lewis, by the way, is working at the Hendry County Sheriff's Office with the rank of detective. Glades County Commissioners asking for prayer for an Ortona family who lost a family member in a brush fire last week. County Commissioner Hattie Taylor offered her condolences.
Continued prayers and thoughts for the families. And I did get to speak with a volunteer fireman, Sheldon, I believe is his name. And he was there, and he seems to be a very strong man. And so I thanked him for being there. But hopefully we can. It could have been worse. It was bad. You know, some people might say, well, how could it have been worse? But more homes and lives could have been lost. And so hopefully we can get that cleaned up.
Among arrests, 29-year-old Cassie Lipka of Hendry County is charged with fleeing and eluding Hendry County deputies, resisting arrest, and driving on a suspended license. The chase started on State Road 80 in a Ford Mustang, went on to County Road 78, Nobles Road, Pollywog Crossover Road, and finally ended. Speeds reached 90 miles an hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. Deputies say Lipka pulled into a residential property and attempted to conceal the car by parking in the rear of the residence behind brush and vegetation, but they could not fool Hendry County's finest. 55-year-old Daniel Pilon of Hendry County is facing charges of felony battery, and DUI. It happened after an accident on County Road 833 at 832 in Cluiston earlier this month. It's alleged that Pilon tried to flee the scene and was acting aggressive towards the other driver, and then a physical altercation took place. The other driver was a female, and Pilon allegedly placed his hands around her neck. It appeared to be a rear-ending crash, and there were kids in that vehicle. EMS did treat the drivers at the scene. Pilon said the other driver slammed on the brakes and he couldn't stop in time. Florida's chief financial officer, Blaise Ingolia, proposed a significant anti-illegal immigration bill. He wants to hold businesses accountable if they hire undocumented workers, removing workers' compensation funding.
For my 67 or 66 other sheriffs, we are the only state in the United States of America where all 67 sheriffs, two females and the rest males, stand side by side with you, sir, with our governor, the president of the United States, and with you, our senators and our House members, and say, we're all in the state of Florida together, and we're going to do this together, and we're going to stand side by side.
That's Sheriff Robert Hardwick from St. John's County, who supports the idea. It also would cut down on the issuance of driver's licenses and ban housing assistance for illegals. Ingolia says they are solving a problem that began 50 years ago.
Here in the state of Florida, we will not sit idly by and not take proactive steps to ensure that our citizens here are safe and we are ridding our communities of illegal immigrants, especially those who are looking to commit crimes and hurt our neighbors.
I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.